Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics on your specification, strategies to address uneven development. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up time and time again and examiners absolutely love it. So grab your notes, get comfortable and let's get started. First, let's set the scene. The world is deeply uneven. Some countries, we call them HICS or high-income countries, enjoy high standards of living, excellent healthcare, strong education systems, and stable economies. Others, LICs or low-income countries, face poverty, poor infrastructure, and limited access to basic services. This gap is what geographers call uneven development. And the big question your exam will ask you is, what strategies have been used to try to close that gap? Right, let's get into the core concepts. There are broadly two types of strategies, international strategies and development projects. And within development projects, there's a really important distinction you absolutely must know, top-down versus bottom-up. Examiners will test this distinction directly, so let's make sure it's crystal clear in your mind. International strategies include things like international aid and intergovernmental agreements. Let's start with aid. Aid is when one country or organisation provides resources – money, food, equipment, expertise – to another country. There are different types of aid you need to know. Bilateral aid is government to government, so the UK gives money directly to a developing country. Multilateral aid goes through international organisations like the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, or the United Nations. And then there's voluntary aid, which comes from charities and NGOs like Oxfam, WaterAid, and the Red Cross. You also need to distinguish between short-term emergency aid, which responds to sudden crises like earthquakes or famines, and long-term development aid, which aims to build sustainable improvements over time. The 2010 Haiti earthquake is a classic example of where emergency aid was needed urgently. Long-term development aid might fund schools, hospitals, or agricultural training programs. Now, intergovernmental agreements. These are agreements between governments or international bodies that aim to promote fairer trade and development. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, are a brilliant example. Agreed in 2015, these 17 goals set targets for countries to achieve by 2030, covering everything from ending poverty to quality education to clean water. Another example is fair trade agreements, which aim to ensure producers in developing countries receive a fair price for their goods. Okay, now let's talk about the distinction that examiners love to test, top-down versus bottom-up development projects. Get this right and you'll be picking up marks all over the paper. Top-down projects are large-scale, government or TNC-led initiatives. They're designed and funded by powerful organisations, national governments, transnational corporations, or international bodies. A classic example is the Three Gorges Dam in China. Completed in 2012, it's the world's largest hydroelectric dam, generating over 22,000 megawatts of electricity and helping to develop China's economy. Another example is export processing zones, special industrial areas in countries like Bangladesh, where TNCs set up factories, creating jobs and boosting exports. The advantages of top-down projects: they can be large-scale, they can happen quickly, and they can bring significant economic development. But, and this is crucial for your evaluation marks, they have real disadvantages too. Local communities are often not consulted. Projects can create debt, they can cause environmental damage, and they can create dependency, where a country relies on external funding rather than developing its own capacity.
Bottom-up projects are very different. These are small-scale, community-led initiatives designed with and for local people. They tend to be more sustainable because they meet the actual needs of the community and build local skills and capacity. A brilliant example is WaterAid's work in Ethiopia, where local communities are involved in planning and maintaining clean water projects. Another example is microfinance schemes in Bangladesh, pioneered by the Grameen Bank. These provide small loans to poor people,
often women, to start their own businesses. Since its founding, the Grameen Bank has provided loans to over 9 million borrowers, and repayment rates are remarkably high. The advantages of bottom-up projects? They're sustainable, they empower communities, they meet local needs, and they build long-term capacity. The disadvantages? They tend to be small-scale. They can be slow to show results, and funding is often limited. Now, here's the really important thing for your exam. You need to be able to evaluate these strategies. That means weighing up the positives and negatives and reaching a judgment. Examiners at the higher levels want to see you doing more than just describing. They want analysis and evaluation. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really boost your marks. Common mistake number one, confusing top-down and bottom-up. Top-down means decisions come from the top. Governments, TNCs, international organisations. Bottom-up means decisions come from the community. A useful memory hook? Think of a waterfall. Top-down flows from above. Bottom-up grows from the ground. Common mistake number two, not providing specific examples. Examiners want named case studies with specific facts and figures. Don't just say a dam was built in China. Say the Three Gorges Dam in China, completed in 2012, generates over 22,000 megawatts of electricity. Don't just say microfinance helps people. Say the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh has lent to over 9 million borrowers. Common mistake number three, only describing, not evaluating. When a question asks you to evaluate or assess a strategy, you must consider both advantages and limitations and reach a conclusion. Use evaluative language. However, a significant limitation is, or despite this, the long-term impact is. Exam tip, know your command words. Describe means state what something is like. Explain means give reasons why. Evaluate means weigh up the evidence and reach a judgment. Use the Peel structure for longer answers. Point, evidence, explanation, link. This will keep your answer focused and earn marks at every level. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between bilateral and multilateral aid? Bilateral aid is government to government. Multilateral aid goes through international organisations like the World Bank or UN. Question 2. Give one advantage and one disadvantage of top-down development projects. Advantage? Large-scale impact. Can happen quickly. Disadvantage? Local communities may be ignored. Can create debt or dependency. Question 3. Name a specific example of a bottom-up development project and give one specific fact about it. The Grameen Bank in Bangladesh, it has provided microloans to over 9 million borrowers with high repayment rates. Question 4. What does SDG stand for and when were they agreed? Sustainable Development Goals, agreed by the United Nations in 2015, with targets to be achieved by 2030. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. 1. Uneven development is the gap between HICs and LICs. 2. International strategies include aid and intergovernmental agreements like the UN SDGs. 3. Development projects can be top-down or bottom-up. 4. Top-down projects are large-scale and fast, but can ignore local needs and create dependency. 5. Bottom-up projects are sustainable and empowering, but often small-scale and slow. 6. Always evaluate both sides. Use specific named examples with facts and figures, and match your answer to the command word. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions. And remember, specific knowledge is what separates a grade 4 from a grade 7. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.